Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance, and it's that time of the year again. It's time for our 90s. Like, this is where we pick the very best that this last year that 2018 has brought us. 2019 is going to be better, hopefully. That's what we're all hoping for. Yeah, it should be interesting. Now, be on the lookout for a new episode of Family Sounds where we really dive into a bunch of other categories that we're not going to cover on this show, but some of them we will, but not all of them. And so it's be pretty good. I guess let's start with video games. This year I felt was really, really great for video games. You had so many wonderful games. Red Dead Redemption 2, Smash Bros. Ultimate, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Forza Horizon 4, Into the Breach, Hitman 2, The Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Sea of Thieves, Detroit, Soul Calibur, Mega Man 11. I mean, there's just so many wonderful games that came out this year. It was really hard to pick one that I just loved and was my favorite. I know God of War won Game of the Year at the Game Awards. I honestly haven't played it. I've seen some videos and seen some things about it, and I would like to play it, but I haven't. For me, though, the Game of the Year has got to be Spider-Man. This is a game that I sold my soul for because I bought a PlayStation. I said I would never own a PlayStation, but I did. I bought the Spider-Man PlayStation just for this game. And this game restored my soul because it had all the feelings. Anywhere from the little Stan Lee cameo that now more than ever is super potent to the really great storylines in there, you know, between Peter and May and MJ and Miles and Peter and Miles and his family. It's just wonderful. And it's a nice large map, not too large. I know that's weird that we complain about things like that now, but Red Dead and Assassin's Creed, the maps are ridiculous. I mean, you get your money's worth for sure, but being in New York, it was just the right size. You know, you had the different areas where you could do stuff, but you were never too far away from the other side of the map. So you could chase people around and do all sorts of stuff. It's a beautiful, beautiful game. One of the best looking games released this year, which is saying something because there were a lot of beautiful games. And it's Spider-Man. You know, I think it's funny, in a year that we don't have a Peter Parker Spider-Man movie, this has been one of the best years for Spider-Man stuff, between Into the Spider-Verse and the new series and just everything. And this game is no different. It is a delight. It's wonderful. I haven't played the third DLC yet. I think it's dropped as of this recording. But this is a game that I liked just going around and doing all the little things, like finding the newspapers and doing all the side missions. The controls are really fluid, which is something that kept some other titles off the top of this list. Everything just swings, even swinging. When you're swinging, it swings. So it is just a really wonderful game, and I cannot recommend it enough. I don't regret buying a PlayStation at all for that game, because it was so, so great. Moving on into movies. So I realized I didn't see a whole lot of movies this year. Movies like Roma, Sorry to Bother You, the Mission Impossible Fallout, Won't You Be My Neighbor, all these movies I didn't get to see. And so my take on favorite movie is a little skewed, because pretty much all I saw were comic book movies, which there were great ones. You had Black Panther, Infinity War, Ant-Man and Wasp, Into the Spider-Verse, the first half of Aquaman. I still don't know what the back half is like, but the first half is really good. It was a great year for comic book movies. But the movie that I enjoyed the most, now, and I'm saying that because, was it the best movie released this year? No. But I did enjoy it. So that's what I'm going with. It's my favorite movie. And that's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It was a Netflix from the Coen brothers. And I'm somebody who loves all Coen Brothers films, from Burn After Reading and Lady Killers to No Country for Old Men, True Grit, everything they do, I enjoy. And this movie being kind of an anthology, you know, a bunch of shorter movies put together, they're able to hit on a whole lot of different topics. And I really like that. And that really spoke to me in just a fun way that you don't see a whole lot. You know, I think there was that Crossroads movie, not the Britney Spears one, but another Crossroads movie a couple of years ago that it was kind of loosely connected and stuff. But, you know, now in the days of the superhero film, you're looking at these 3-hour long movies, big, epic, grand scale. But these each told little stories, and they were super touching. Some people think they're kind of bleak, but I really enjoyed them. And the opening one, the actual Ballad of Buster Scruggs, is just a delight. I mean, it's a musical and a Western and action and comedy and everything. You get so many wonderful beats in just one film, and so that's really great. For TV, we're going to do two different categories. We're going to do Best New Series and Best Ongoing Series. My favorite new show, which it is physically impossible to watch every single show on television. Between Hulu and Netflix and Amazon, and then your HBOs and Showtimes, and then your cables, and then your network TV. It is impossible if you're going to do anything else with your life. But one show, one of the new shows that has really stuck with me and I've really enjoyed up until the most recent episode is The Rookie with Nathan Fillion. It's a cop show, but with a little bit of a twist and some, you know, new things. You got this guy who's in his 40s being a rookie, and so everybody's giving him a hard time, and it's just really, really great. I love it. You know, Nathan Fillion is hilarious and really perfect for the role. That's his charm, is oozes on the screen. But what impressed me, because when I went into it, I was like, okay, I like Nathan Fillion, I like this show. His supporting cast, everybody else on the show does such a great job, and even they steal some episodes and some scenes from him. So it works out really, really well. So you go in thinking it's a Nathan Fillion show, but it's actually just a really, really good show. As far as the best continuing series of the year, I have to go with still my favorite, The Good Place. This is a show that is consistently super, super witty and always has, you know, a new take on itself without taking itself too seriously. And you always wonder what they're going to do in this season with them being back on Earth and resetting timelines and trying to help people is really great. You know, really opens up some humanity for the characters and seeing how they accept their fate while helping other people. So that's always really cool. Moving on to comic books. So this year was amazing for comic books. DC, Marvel, indie, everybody has made some of the best books we've seen in years. And it was really hard. But my favorite book, ongoing book, was X-Men Red. It really hit all the right buttons while giving me something new. It's like getting new sheets on your favorite bed. You know, it's still your bed, so it's comfy, but these new sheets are awesome. You know, like 8,000 count Egyptian cotton, something or another. That's what X-Men Red is to me. And I love it. Tom Taylor is my favorite writer. He's my writer of the year. There's so many great writers this year. It's insane. X-Men Red and Tom Taylor, just that's all you need in comics. I mean, if you only read one book this year, that had to be it. In the year when you had Batman with Tom King, when you had Doomsday Clock, when you had Death Sentence, multiple Man, New Mutants, all these wonderful books out there. Brian Hill's run on Detective Comics. Such great things. Bendis having one of his best years ever. But Tom Taylor and X-Men were just the bee's knees, and I adored them. I thought they were great. Now, if you want to learn what other, you know, like my favorite artist or one-shot or limited series, single-issue, stuff like that, make sure to tune in to Family Sounds later on in the week. Derek and Colby and I sit down and go over all of those, so it'll be a lot of fun. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. I'm Lance. That was 2018. It is done. It is over. It is gone. Let me know what some of your favorites were. What were some of your highlights of the year? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just look for The Night Nerd. We would love to hear from you and hear what you have to say. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy talking to everybody. I had some really great conversations. And, you know, there's lots of good books. And that's coming up. We're going to talk about all the stuff for 2019 we're excited about. That's going to be our next batch of shows. So make sure to stay tuned and listen for that. But that's it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now.